to welcome all brothers and sisters, wherever they are. Our blood that is overseas, as well as Malawi. We are so thankful to God to hear brothers from a new place, that is Zomba, where Brother Austin and Brother Felix Mandras are, as well as Lilongwe Grace Church. Brothers are just waiting to have time of worship. So to that, we are so thankful to God. Our scripture reading will come from the book of Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9, verses 1. I say the truth in Christ. I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertains the adoption and the glory and the covenant and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises. Whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are Israel, neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, they are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are accounted for the seed. For this is the word of promise, at this time I will come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebecca also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to election, might stand, not of words, but of him that calleth. You said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that weareth, nor of him that learneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I may show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will have, in whom he will be added. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? But, O man, who art thou that requires against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and the other unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much slow sufferings, the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he hath afore prepared unto glory, even us, whom he hath called us, the court, not of the Jews only, but also the Gentiles, as he said unto, as he said also in Osi, I will call them my people, which are not my people, and are beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where I was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also cries concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short will the Lord make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of Sabaoth had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like unto Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attended to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, have not attended to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stopped at that stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Sihon, a son, a stumbling stone, and rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. What a good time of reading the book of Romans. Let's go to hymn number 83. Hymn number 83, that is in English, and I'll just cross over the same song, number 15 in our local dialect. Tenditsagulani nyimbo zambuku mwatu, nyimbo number 83. Tikamaliza yapo, tikadumpa, tikaimba nyimbo yomweyo mchichewa, number 15 tanthauzo lake. Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the ways thy hand hath made, I see the star, I hear the mighty thunder, thy path throughout the universe did display. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, when through the womb and forsake gladness wander, and hear the basing sweet way in prison. When I looked up from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the blue and feel the gentle beat, then sing my soul, I say, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
my soul, my Savior, for to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his son was buried, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly buried, he prayed and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior, for to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, for to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, we shall talk acclamation, and take me home, while joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration, and proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Number 15, which is here.
Uye wanga, dikalingali ratu, sanchito zonze zazanjalan, ye zizu. Iba bingo okuda, chiko vose, ulimpa kuzanu. Zimu wanga, ujebe lanuku. Jeno wangu, loko luto. Zimu wanga,
Tate mchina la Yesu Kristo, tifuna tikukwezeni, tikuyamikeni pakundinu Mulungu wabwino. Amini mahankula kwantu anu, amini mbatisangila noka, kuti achedwa na anu. Ziko mafacha ntawi ya mbuye, paimantumiki wanu brother Kenny, amina afuna kawani nate mau amulungu. Lola na mbuye chifuniro chanu chitike, mkirise nchito munga mwakufuna kwanu. Chifukwa cha Yesu Kristo amini mwambereka kutaka le chipromoto chati. Amen.
Amen. Now let me just invite Brother Ken to pick the microphone and start preaching whatever the Lord will speak to you today for his own people.
Let's take our Bibles once again and look in Paul's epistle to the Colossians, and my text today is from verse 5 down to verse 9, and I want to speak with you about walking in wisdom.
Ndipo mutu wa uchenga watu, ndipo kutikoda ama na ndauza chani hapa mati kuyenda na mbuye mungu wa kufuna kwake.
And really this is a very simple message based on this text as to two things. First of all, walking in wisdom toward those that are without. In other words, yet in an unconverted state. And we see that primarily in verses 5 and 6, where Paul says, walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. But then the second aspect of walking in wisdom has to do with those that are within. In other words, our own brethren and how we respond to one another. And here, in verses 7 through 9, the Apostle Paul commends to these Colossians two key fellow brethren, Tychicus and Onesimus. Now remember, the Apostle Paul had never personally visited Colossae nor seen these to whom he is writing. It was Epaphras who came to Paul while he was in prison in Rome, and he spoke of the Colossians to Paul, and now Paul was directed by the Spirit to write them back. And what we see here is with what graciousness and kindness and love the Apostle Paul writes to these that he counts as fellow brethren. So you've got walking in wisdom toward those that are without, who do not know yet the Lord Jesus Christ, and those within who are fellow brethren in Christ. What would you think of somebody who, when they left the house, went out in the world to do their business, and they were very kind and tender toward those that were without their family, and yet when they got home, they started speaking harshly to their own family and criticizing and being mean-spirited toward them? What would you think of somebody like that? I can tell you, you wouldn't think much of them. You would consider them to be hypocrites. So there's a matter of how we walk in wisdom toward those in the world who have not yet been taught of Christ, but also how we walk in wisdom one with another in Christ. Now here's a call by the Apostle Paul, but by the Spirit himself, as to how we who are the Lord's deal with those in the world who are not yet the Lord's. Now, when it says there in verse 5, walk in wisdom, wherever you see the word wisdom, you put the word Christ. Walk in Christ, being one of Christ's toward them that are without. We're not to be hard-spirited toward those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, considering how it was that we used to be or were of that number before it pleased God to reveal Christ in us. Now we would be the first to say that it does take the very wisdom of God in Christ to live in this world and to know how it is that we're to walk among those that oppose the very Christ who has been gracious to us. Our Lord reminded the disciples that He sent them out as sheep among wolves. And then He used an illustration that sums it all up. He said that we as believers in this world should be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Think about a serpent. No one likes a serpent. In fact, when anybody sees a snake, their one motive is to kill the serpent. And that serpent then must be wise in how it lives. And so it is the antagonism of the world toward those that belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, that enmity, that hatred that there is for our God and Him who is our Redeemer. But at the same time, the Lord says, gentle as doves. In other words, we're not to strike back like a serpent would at those that would attack it, but to be gentle as doves. That takes the grace of God. That's why Paul is led to write there in verse 6, let your speech not just be sometime, but let your speech be always with grace. In other words, according to the grace of God in us as His children, so we speak. Now let's remember that at the time that Paul was writing this, he himself was in prison for the gospel's sake. He was bound. So what Paul is writing to them, he himself was living in that under the opposition and persecution of those that wanted him dead, yet it was an occasion for him by God's grace to speak of Christ to those that were thou. Those that are without may hate the very Christ that is revealed in us through the gospel, and yet it is very difficult for them to be able to respond with hate where kindness is shown.
Amen.
When he says there in verse 5, redeeming the time, in other words, there may be only one occasion that the Lord gives us when we encounter those of the world, and then we move on. And so, by his grace, we use every occasion to point them to the Lord Jesus Christ. There are many times that we encounter some people and we think, well, I'll deal with them later. I'm busy, I'm doing something else, and we never encounter them again. This is a reminder that it is the Lord who directs our steps. And so every encounter with those who are in the world, we're to look to the Lord and seek his wisdom in how it is he would have us to deal with them. Time is the one thing that you can never get back. Once it's passed, it's passed. You can't go back and bring it up again. We live in the world, but we're not of the world. And so our times are in God's hands, and he directs us as he will. There are many times where after I've passed by somebody, I've thought, why didn't I not stop and speak to them? Or why did I not listen more carefully to them? And in that, look for an occasion to speak of Christ. We might be preoccupied with our own lives or problems and things, and we just go by as if they did not exist. We might be busy doing the things that we have on our minds today and walk by people every day without even stopping and speaking with them, thinking of our own selves more than them. And we might react much as they would as well. We get angry, we get upset, we speak contrary to the grace of God. That's who we are by nature. Here's where we need the wisdom of God, because we know ourselves to be of like nature as those who are without. The point is that the very gospel that we have been taught by the Lord Jesus Christ is an offense already to those that are without. But we're not to add to the offense by the way we speak and by the way we react to how people deal with us. Think of how the Lord Jesus Christ responded to those who, when he was reviled, it says, reviled not again. He accepted by the Spirit of God in him to suffer the offenses of men in order to glorify his Father. And so it is that Paul here instructs these fellow believers to walk in wisdom, walk in Christ, and that the grace of God be manifest in by and through how we speak and how we react to those who are without. And what's the number one way that we often offend? It's in word. It's in how we speak. That's why he says here, let your speech always be with grace. That word grace can have two meanings. The primary meaning is that we speak according to God's grace in us and toward us in the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing ourselves to be sinners and unworthy, and therefore dealing with others in that grace. But the word grace can also mean graciousness. In other words, when spoken against, and they find reason to hate us as God's children, and many do, because the God that we know is not the God of this world, not the God they worship, the little G-O-D, but we respond in graciousness, knowing that our own nature is the same. But notice also there in verse 6, he adds seasoned with salt. Why do we use salt? Is it not to flavor the food and make it more palatable? Do you know anybody that prepares their food and does not at least provide salt to flavor it?
Kuri nsimu ziwa kuri chakuja, ntuwe na amena kapa ngako chakuja,
So here we see that in how we address those that are without, even when, as it says here, to know how we ought to answer every man, even when they are speaking out against us and they are speaking against our Lord and His grace, yet we still respond in such a manner as not to add to the offense, but that through our conversation, they might experience and know the graciousness with which God has dealt with us. So we're not to answer those that are without with harshness or hardness in how we speak to them of Christ. We know that none will receive the message of Christ and believe on Him as He set forth in the gospel apart from the Spirit of God. And so in the face of men's hardness, in the face of their blindness, we're not speaking harshly to them or asking them, why don't you see Christ? How is it that you don't see Him? As if they could. We know many, sadly, who have gotten a hold of some doctrine and they wield it like a sword. Their goal is not to point sinners to Christ, but it's to beat them down. In fact, in mean-spiritedness, they will mock those that do not believe. They'll say, well, that's just the way it is. God loved Jacob and He hated Esau. We know that is true, but it's in kindness and it's graciousness, and it's out of knowing how God has so tenderly and mercifully dealt with us as sinners that we speak to those that are without. I often use the illustration of sinners who are down in this pit, and the Lord has graciously reached down and drawn me out of that pit. I don't stand over top of the others and begin to beat them for still being down in the pit. I know that it's only God's grace that delivered me.
Yes. Mmenepo Adamu adachimwira zilinga dzenjero kumbidwa limene aliyense adagwerako chifori ngochimwa dzenjero zama lalikulu kwambiri ndipo ngati Mungu atanditulutsa ine kukhala pa mwamba pa dzenjero. Sindimaenekera kunyada, kutumbwa, kapena kumanga lipiratu ali mu mdzenjemo, kuri nchifuwa chani mwatuluga msenjemo. Ngatuluga pika kipari ya chisomo cha mungu. Sinde nekila kuwananga tutipa kena kakaka zenu kwa menika nipa kitsaina yo. Kutuluga, mene momo ndiye chisomo, chime nekila kukarira.
So to walk in wisdom toward those that are without, redeeming the time, and our speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, is to walk in Christ, is to walk in that forgiveness that he has worked out on our behalf, and our righteousness being in him. That's it. First Peter chapter 2 and verses 21 through 25 give us this example.
Yeah, majitanzo, iwo amene Mulungu adawasankha, iwo amene Mulungu adawafera, amenekera kukhala ndi moyo ochepetsa, ofuna so anzawo kuti akhulupirire uthenga wabwino.
1 Peter 2 and verse 21 says, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Then we read on in 1 Peter 2 and verse 22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, when he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously.
Komanso monga tonera ku 1 Petro mutwa chiwiriwo pa tikamatsika munsi akuonetsera kuti iyeyo namene amaweruza moona mtima ndi molungama chifukwa iyeyo adalowa adakhala wochimwa mʼmalo mwathu ife wochimwa kuti tikapulumutsidwe.
So that when those that are without begin to revile and speak all manner of evil against us, walking in wisdom is to remember how it is that Christ himself suffered for such sinners as we are. We're no better.
Chifukwa cha ife ochimwa pachifukwa chisibenekera kubweza moto koma kungoya mikambo ya muzosezo.
Notice how the Spirit of God directed Peter to connect this with the death of Christ in verse 24, who his own self bare, notice, our sins in his own body on the tree. So when we see the world as it is, lost in darkness and blindness and filled with hatred, just know that that was our nature. It was for these things that our sins nailed the Lord Jesus Christ to his cross.
Chimina kuonekera apa ndiona kuti Yesu analipira mtengo wake ndipo kuna nechita chiri chonse kuti chibweretse chipulumutso pa ife ndimene momo mmene chimabwerera chipulumutso kwa iwo onse amene Mulungu adawasankha.
It says that we being dead in sins, that's all we have to contribute in this matter of salvation is the deadness of our sins, yet we should live unto righteousness, not our own. That righteousness that he came and earned and established. And it's by his stripes that we were healed. Of anybody, we that are the Lord's understand what it is to be sinners, what it is to be walking in rebellion and breathing out hatred toward God and toward his children, because such were some of us. And we understand because, as verse 25 says, we were as sheep going astray, but are now returned. Why? Because it was the shepherd and bishop of your souls who came and sought us. So there's a lot there in that statement, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. We walk as children of God, justified by the blood and righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that grace of God in us and toward us affects every part of our being as to how we speak and how we respond to men. Now, come back here to my text in Colossians chapter 4, and let's look now at what it is to walk in wisdom toward those who are within. In other words, those who by the grace of God, he has joined together in Christ. There is a special way, by the grace of God, that we deal with one another in Christ. And there are two special men here that Paul mentions in verses 7 through 9. One is Tychicus. And notice how he refers to him. He says, all my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, and notice, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. Now, it's clear that the Colossians did not yet know Tychicus. This was a man who's mentioned five different times in Scripture as being somebody that the Lord gave for Paul's comfort, and now he's sending them to the Colossians for their comfort. He was one who was to carry this epistle with him to the Colossians so that they, the Colossians, might know Paul's state, his well-being. So, here's the wisdom of God, whereby the Lord directs the Apostle Paul to send Tychicus for the encouragement and for the comfort, it says there in verse 8, of these that Paul had never met. Such is the love that the Lord has given for his own. Tychicus is mentioned in Acts chapter 20 and verse 4 as one of the men who came with Paul from this Roman province in Asia to Jerusalem to bring the gifts that had been gathered for the needy believers of Jerusalem and Judea. And Tychicus is also mentioned in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 21 and 22, who evidently, just like here, brought this letter to the Colossians, so also he brought a letter from Paul to the Ephesians. So this is the way that believers deal with other believers. There's a care, there's a concern, there's a love for those for whom Christ has paid the debt. But here's where it takes the same wisdom of God in which we walk toward the world to deal with one another, because we're all sinners. And yet, as the Lord has graciously dealt with us, so we welcome one another. I've often said that many times it takes more grace of God to deal with one another because we're closer together when we meet together in one household than it is with the world, because we can shut out the world, but we still have to deal with one another. So in reality, verse 6, even though it's in the context of those that are without, yet it applies to those that are within. How we need the grace of God to always speak with grace, seasoned with salt, to know how we may answer every man, whether they be our brother in the Lord or whether they be someone that's without. So we see here this one Tychicus, whom the Lord had given to Paul for his encouragement and comfort, and now Paul sends to these others for their encouragement and comfort. But notice also, to sum this up in verse 9, he mentions Onesimus and calls him a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you.
Taona nsoni mwenye mtu wina amene akutuludwa so zina ramaliza la tukiko
nje akoneka ndimakana ini kuti pamodzi ndi Onesimo mbale wokhulupirika ndi wokondedwa amene ali kwa mwa inu.
Now, I don't know if that name strikes your attention in any way, but remember Onesimus was a slave of Philemon, of which we have a book written, and he escaped with the goods of his master, and as the Lord directed him, he ended up in Rome, where Paul was a prisoner.
Onesimo ndi adagwidwa ukapolo ndi munthu wina zinake Elima amene adamtenga ndi makamgwiritsa ukapolo ku dziko limene lili la ulamuliowu. Mpaka na nthawi imene amagwira ukapolo Onesimo nkuti Paulo ali ku ndende koma iye adagwidwa ukapolo moti adalembanso buku la ukapolo wovuta kwambiri umene adagwira Onesimo.
Now Onesimus, when he set out having stolen from his master and headed toward Jerusalem, his intention was not to encounter the Apostle Paul, but the Lord so directed.
Onesimo, amene adalakwitsa adamkiroka polo adamangaso nakhala kundende koma adamasulidwa iyeyo cholinga chake samafunasana kumana ndi Paulo ayi chifukwa nthawi imene nkuti ukapola uja utafika kovuta kwambiri poyambaso kulalikira uthenga wabwino udamtandizanso kuti amangidwe ndeso adafunane kuti akumane ndi Paulo chifukwa cholinga kumana Paulo mmangidwaso koma Mulungu adamtsogolera kuti akumane nayebe.
But it was through this encounter with Paul bound in prison in Rome that the Lord opened Onesimus' heart to Christ and he learned of Christ.
Kwaru chimene chikuonekera apa chona kuti ngakhale Onesimo adali kapolo ngakhale adayenda moyo wovutika komatu idali nkhosa ndipo Mulungu adamtsogolera kuti Khristu avumbuluke kwa iyeyo chifukwa adali wake wa Khristu.
And that's where the Apostle Paul addressed Philemon in his epistle, that just short epistle here in the New Testament, commending Onesimus back to Philemon, that Philemon should receive him not as a slave, but as a brother in Christ, one for whom Christ had paid the debt.
Inafika nthawi yoti Elima yonse adakhulupirira uthenga wabwino ndiye Mulungu adamasula Onesimo adamulimbikitsanso kuti akapite kwa uja adamumangisa uja akhale mʼbale wake azicezerana.
So Philemon was from Colossae and so was Onesimus, and it is at this time that the Lord directed Onesimus to go back with Tychicus to the Colossians and to receive him, just as Tychicus, making no difference.
Onesimo ndi Tukiko kupitira kwa Apolose kukalalikira anthu apa Apolose mmodzi mwa anthu olalikidwa nkukhala uja adamangitsa uyu nkumati amene uja akakhale pansi azikamvetsera aulalikira uyu amene adamumangitsa.
So you can imagine when Tychicus and Onesimus show up, Paul's encouraging them to receive Onesimus just as they received Tychicus, or just as they would receive the Apostle Paul, because it's the Lord that has made them all one in Christ.
Amen. Chimene choni bigitsa chosakalatsa chonena kuti Paulo adalemba kalata ndi kulimbikitsa Tukiko kutoka walimbikitsa anthu awo awo kuti akamulandire Onesimo chifukwa ndi amene adakalalikire ndipo akamulimbikitsa uyo akamumangitsayo kuti akamvere uthenga kwa uyuyu amene adamumangitsa chifukwa ndi Mulungu amene adapangitsa izozo kuti zikhale moteromo ndio ikaleno iye akakhala kutenda akamve uthenga kuti akabwerenso kukakalalikira akwana wake amene adapangitsa mmene momwe ndi mmene Mulungu adagwiritse ntchito njira yake.
You can imagine if this was one of your servants who now comes back and you didn't walk in wisdom and you dealt with that one according to what he had done, you would beat him and you would be all over him because he stole from you. That's the way the world would react. But that's not how Paul says to receive him. Look how Paul speaks of him in that epistle to Philemon. And there's only one chapter, but you look in verse 10, he says, I beseech thee, he's speaking to Philemon now, the very one that Onesimus robbed. I beseech thee for my son Onesimus, which I have begotten in my bonds. He's speaking spiritually, which in time past was to thee unprofitable, but now profitable to thee and to me, whom I have sent again. Thou therefore receive him that is mine own bowels, whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the bonds of the gospel.
Aristarico, one day in Zanga, Aguan Gulani in Maligo, Suan Wabalaba, Amene, Abidiliza, Amene, Amene Munalandira, Zola Murida, Zola Murida, Zaguari Agafirawalu, Mumlandire Ie, Chimena Moneta Ababa, Abumulin Begita, Moneta, Onesimo, Kamu Tofunika Wambiri, Bogali Grau Tangawino. Kwa Filemoni, amene adali mdani, wa Onesimo, kwa njimoja kukarabila uchenga wabwini, mene munu wada abangila.
So this is how we walk in wisdom toward one another, not holding another's sin over them and against them, but knowing that if Christ has paid their debt, just like he's paid our debt, we are all one in him.
Mene momo di mene di mene gira kukari la babale. Osa masongila na zifugwa hai. Ngarindi zofuga kama kula kuhira mzako. Uba funika kuma mkululu kuhira mzako kula kuhira. Kuma zo simu ino mamu kula kuhira analiese. Kuma kumpeweka mzako. Chimene kila kujiwa kulipa ni chikuwa ni chapa babale. Chimene chita ikiro. Ndeiwe usa makarecho kumu kitanya mzako. Ula zingu kukumu duwa nawe chikuwa mchidido wako. Kuma uzifu zina kukari la so mokoma. Ni mzako amena kukari la mokoma. Zikatero.
May the Lord so grant us this wisdom to know how it is to walk not only toward them that are without, but toward one another. And I thank God that it's by His grace alone that we live. I'll turn it over to you.
Ash. To God be all the glory and honor, Brother Ken. This last statement of this last message that you are preaching, it's something that it is only the Lord that will help us to do like that.
Amen.
Otherwise, we cannot manage. Sinners as we are, to whom I'm the chief sinner.
Amen.
Number 10.
Ndikunda nungu kova Uye wanga amba Pepe no tibu Lila wanga ndikunda Ndikunda nungu kova baba Uye wanga amba Pepe no tibu Lila wanga Nama cheleza Cheleza puto baba Bola andi Chandi sanandi Olumbu sa Olumbu Olumbu wangani Ye baba Kwa jifundo Di wano Mama tima Tiwa wino Akulumusa, kubaba, kubaba, kata, nizakawa, sima, toka, kimanga, kimanga, wira, kutibaba, kubukuri, wapu, chitira, kutu, Oba buye, wabu chotera ipa baba, kiriso zindika kumodwe atu, kira pasine dikani, kine kuwe, sera buye soko. Tonseana dice tira ci volumoto lomoto già che baba tabatira non vera tica dica dama o ifaya ifaya tura che baba ti poterà Gira nuka soko nseka Kuye kapolo atu baba Lika sipi kiyonga ya nubaba Lika buye kapolo atu baba
Jeni unambara kumio.
Uyembe keza zimu wanga kufiga kumuti wanga. Ineza muona bulungu zinu opera. So ibazanga kuma sufuna kubenda nane. Tiolo mo mo ape tiro we bole bere koma sofuna uvigana ni koma sofuna na uvigana ni tiolo mo mo ape tiro we bole bere Kuma sofuna, uvirana ni. Kuma Yerusalemu, uatobano, kuma simuta, kala sisoni. Kuma simuta kala, simuta kulila, kuma saipa, sisi tata. Kuma sofuna, upeta na.
Sofuna,
Time whereby Christ is comforting his church, comforting his own elect that have been saved by his own blood upon his own will. Thus, glory and honor be to Christ and him crucified alone. Let me just give you, Brother Ken, to close with a word of prayer as we are finishing the service of today.
Precious Father, we're bowed in humble adoration to consider what grace you have manifested to us as sinners in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, a grace which to us is absolutely free and without condition, and yet all of the obligation laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might fulfill all of your law and justice, that you might be a merciful God and Savior. I pray that you would grant us, even this day, to walk in that wisdom, knowing ourselves to be nobody but wretched sinners, but saved by your grace, and that that affects how we speak and how we walk toward the world, but also toward one another. We have nothing of which to boast, other than that Christ is all. So I commend these to you that you have caused to hear this message and yet will hear as it's posted on the internet, that you direct your word as you will to whom you will. We know that you are going to draw each one to your blessed Son that you gave him from eternity and for whom he paid the debt. And may it not be for those of us that you've taught a subject of boastfulness, boasting in anything that we are or have, that all the glory redound to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ alone, and that he receive all the honor and praise. And so I commend these to you and pray for your blessing as we continue our day and live in you, awaiting that final day of redemption when we will no longer be in this flesh and that we will see our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as he is and rejoice in him. I commend each one to you in the name of your beloved Son and our precious Redeemer and Savior. Amen.
Amen.